Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kham. Batting seventh. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Hal Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The right fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Kerry Self. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Cecil. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grube. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Frazier. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vic Frazier. And now, play ball. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up towards third. Self settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson bunts towards the mound. Farrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kham fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blue. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Blue steals second. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague bunts in front of the plate. Grube fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes misplays the ball. That's an error on Hayes. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grube hits a line drive towards third. Com reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Anderson. The throw from Myatt and he is out, Burnett applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill strikes out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Whatwood hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a line drive into left field. Jolly picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jolly. Com moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt strikes out. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 1 in the game. Montague hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Com scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Montague moves to third. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Blue. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0 for 1 in the game. Self hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to second. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Porter reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill is hit by the pitch. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Porter moves to third. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Averill. The throw from Grubb and he is out, Hayes applying the tag. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Grubb for a passed ball. Porter scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil misplays the ball. That's an error on Cecil. Vosmick moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 0 for 1 in the game. Frazier strikes out. One out. Hal Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Anderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 2 in the game. Watwood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Anderson moves to third. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 2 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Anderson scores. Watwood moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 2 in the game. Myatt hits a fly ball into right field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Montague hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil misplays the ball. That's an error on Cecil. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Farrell moves to third. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Burnett hits a fly ball into right field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0 for 2 in the game. Self hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 2 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self juggles the ball. That's an error on Self. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 3 in the game. Vosmek hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hayes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Vic Frazier. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal McCain now pitching. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Com hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 3 in the game. Myatt bunts towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. Com moves to second. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Montague strikes out. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hayes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0 for 3 in the game. Self hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.